Socrates here, the podcasting beast from the East, with the Professor John Gotti, the King of RNG, the Troll Master, the Data Analyzer, the Conqueror of his own fate, the Terminator, Professor Omega, the Cleaner. Hopefully today we get a chance to hear from Prophadamus.
I don't know what for, but I am the best podcasting machine, the least hype machine, and the wise man for your reigning, defending, undisputed podcasting champion, and soon to be reigning, defending, undisputed world heavyweight champion of the world, the tribal beast, the head of the table, Los Tranquil, the Pied Piper of podcasting. The sanitizer, Doc Leisner, acknowledge me. How you doing, man?
Trade deadline day. I feel good, man. I don't know. I guess I'm feeling pretty good. You know, my Rockets are not doing anything too crazy, like I mentioned yesterday, so we're all right. No wheeling and dealing, no nothing stupid happening where they're trading somebody that I actually like, you know, away to a team that I don't like. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to see any of that. We don't want to see any of that crap. But obviously, so far today, we've had a four-team trade. You know, Marvin Bagley III finally gets out of Sacramento at a terrible time, by the way, because now all of a sudden they're trying to build something. And I just texted you this when I saw this trade. I kind of like what the Kings are doing here, building around Fox to make sure he feels comfortable to a point where he doesn't leave, you know, sending Marvin Bagley out to the Pistons and receiving Dante DiVincenzo from the Bucks, Josh Jackson, and Trey Lyles from Detroit. I think what we saw last night, even when they got the W with, you know, their Indiana Pacer new, you know, formed group there, they're looking pretty dang good. I'm not going to lie here.
I like the trade I like DiVincenzo going to Sacramento. He's a really good
surprised.
Player.
I'm surprised they did that. That's surprising.
I mean, Milwaukee got Serge Ibaka as a collateral. I mean, I feel like that's...
I mean, that's good for... I think that's going to be good for the playoff runs.
Yep.
Because he has the experience.
Because DiVincenzo, you know, was hurt.
He was. Well. He was. But, I mean, I don't know. Josh Jackson and Trey Lyles. I've always liked Trey Lyles. I just don't think he's found his spot yet. I mean, it's taken him a long time. I loved him coming out of college. I thought he was going to be a real primetime player, mm-hmm. PTP-er, right? But, you know, he just hasn't found his groove just yet. And the Clippers, I think they just get, you know, some veterans, you know.
Some veterans coming off the bench to help out.
Mm-hmm. Rodney Hood is always a pretty solid player. So, and again, surprise Milwaukee
don't
gave
people,
him up.
Don't ask the people in Cleveland about that.
But also, Marvin Bagley III, though.
Yes.
Getting out, you know, at a time where, you know, you want to be around because they're rebuilding. But, you know, going to Detroit, you know, to play in a new system.
They have some pieces.
Yeah, he might be all right there. It's highly possible that might be a good spot for him.
We also have a breaking Woj bomb for another trade that happened.
Let's go Woj.
As the Toronto Raptors are trading Gordon Dragic and a protected 2022 first-round pick to the Spurs for Thaddeus Young, Drew Eubanks, and a 2022 second-round pick via the Pistons.
Yeah, and then they talked about...
The pick is 1 through 14 protected in 2022, 1 through 13 in 2023, and will turn into 2 seconds beyond that.
Yeah, and a lot of people talked about Dragic being, you know, dealt, and even this talks about him being bought out. But I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Unfortunately for Thaddeus Young, he actually loses his playoff bonus potential. in his contract, because that is now voided. He's on an expiring. So Darius Young's contract is an expiring contract. So that's cap relief for the Raptors, which I believe they needed to do that because they did pay Fred VanVleet over the offseason, which well deserved. Let's see what else happened. Yeah, and a lot of the other trade. So we just talked about the initial trade that we talked about at the top of the call, the 14 trade. That is also due to cap relief as well. Bagley and DiVincenzo are both heading into the offseason as restricted free agents. DiVincenzo is at $4.7 million. Trey Lyles is at $2.5 million. Looks like it's a 2.6 trade exception. And Josh Jackson is $3 million. Serge Ibaka is $9.7 million, plus the bonuses. Rodney Hood is $1.7 million. Semi Ojeleye is $1.7 million. And Marvin Bagley Jr. is $11.3
million. Like I said, I'm looking forward to Marvin Bagley. I don't know if they're going to buy him out. I know Dragic, like I just mentioned, they're going to probably get – he's probably going to get bought out and get picked up by a contender. You know, not trying to play the Spurs out, but they don't need any – Spurs don't need any guards right
now. Yeah. No, I think their guard play has been excellent.
Yeah, so we'll have to wait and see, you know, what happens here. Again, I don't know what's going to happen. All I know is that there's a lot of speculation. There's a lot of, you know, people throwing names out, people throwing things against the wall to see if they stick. And we talked about this all morning, Russell Westbrook being one of those names who didn't play last night. And, of course, the Lakers still lost despite him not playing, shooting quote-unquote bricks. You know, I'm a casual Laker watcher, so I can't speak to what happens on a night-to-night basis, but looking at the stats, it looks pretty similar to how it normally looks for him. Yep. You know, about 10 to 20 points, he's not the player that, of course, that he was, you know, years ago, obviously playing in a different system, but honestly, the only time I see him is when, you know, the media or social media has him shooting bricks, which I told you, I mean, I don't think he's a guy that you're going to rely on to carry your team anymore. But he's a guy that's going to get you somewhere between 15 to 20 points. He's going to rebound. He's going to assist. He's going to play some defense. Like right now, he's averaging 18.37 rebounds, almost 8 rebounds, almost 8 assists. So when I look at teams around the league, I mean, obviously the Knicks keep coming up, and I know you're just like, what the bleep.
Well, the problem is like, they want the Knicks to do this trade.
I think they just want the Knicks to do something, period. I think. And that's the part about it. and that's the part about it. That's things like they want the Knicks. Like obviously the Knicks aren't going to trade for Julius Randle. Cause if they wanted him, they could have just re-signed him years ago when they had him.
Well, I can understand that was also due to the LeBron effect. Let's just be honest with that.
Yeah, I can understand them saying, hey, we want to get rid of Kemba. You know, we want to get rid of Fournier. As I mentioned in Instagram, the Olympic fire torch has burnt out. The fire's gone cold, right? The fire's gone cold. Right. So I can understand the Knicks saying, hey, we're going to go ahead and we're going to let these two go. We'll bring in Westbrook to, you know, sell a couple more tickets, you know, and kind of go from there. But I can't think of too many teams that are going to be like, hey, I want Westbrook, you know, so bad that I'm willing to give up, you know, young assets for him. I just don't see it.
No, and that's what I don't want the Knicks to do. We can get a really good asset with the veterans that we have on the team.
Yeah. And this is something from, you know, I mentioned yesterday, obviously the Rockets would be interested in trading John Wall. But, you know, like I said on yesterday, you got to take Eric Gordon and or Daniel Tice as well. And I want a draft pick back. If this is what we're doing. Mm-hmm. Clear that cap and clear it good. Dang it.
I mean, speaking of cap. The Toronto-San Antonio deal allowed Toronto to go $3.75 million dollars below the tax bracket. Mm-hmm. As San Antonio has been accumulating so many draft picks over the next 7 years, they have 9 first round draft picks.
Man, when somebody said that the Thunder had 38 draft picks for the next couple of years, and they finally gave up one to pick up, I forget who they traded for, but they gave up a second round pick in some random year. Mm-hmm. To get somebody in. It was like, oh my God, they gave up one. You know, shout out to the Thunder, though. I mean, they're really playing it the, you know, NBA Live, NBA 2K style. You just load up on as many draft picks as you possibly can so you can move around. But, and I respect that. You know what I mean? Like, that's, you know, sticking to your guns, sticking to a plan.
Doing the opposite of what the Lakers are doing.
And I told you yesterday, the reason why the Lakers are not good right now is because they have no foundation. Their foundation is built on, you know, pretty much just LeBron. Like, hey, LeBron's here. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, hey, we got Anthony Davis. Oh, we don't have Anthony Davis. Oh, we got Westbrook. Oh, Westbrook's not the same. Hey, we got Carmelo. So it's just not looking good. So they're ninth in the conference right now. I expect them to somehow turn it up and finish in the bottom two or three of the conference. They'll figure. I mean, because the Clippers are eighth right now also. So if you look at the playoffs right now, there are a lot of teams that just they're not looking good. The Pelicans are on the brink. You know, they're 10th right now. They bring in, you know, some quality players. Obviously, the world is waiting for Zion to return. But when you look at that, you know, the Eastern Conference and where the Nets are, you know, you expected the Nets to be a little higher. So far, they're bad. And, you know, here you got James Harden now saying, hey, I don't want to play here no more. I mean, I wanted out of Houston, but, I mean, grass isn't greener so far.
The Nets losing 9 straight games, which is really, really bad. And, of course, when things start going wrong, that's when you see a lot of the turmoil start to happen.
He's like, the grass isn't greener over here in Brooklyn. I should have just stayed in Houston. Which he should have, honestly. He really should have.
I think he should have.
Yeah, because you think about it. James Harden, Jalen Green, you know.
Probably wouldn't have gotten Jalen Green.
Yeah, we would have. Are you talking about, oh, yeah, we wouldn't have.
No.
We would have been, we wouldn't have. We still would have got Kevin Porter Jr. You know, we would have gotten some other players. I mean, it's possible. You know, we still would have made some moves, but you think about it, Kevin Porter Jr. and James Harden would have been a pretty nice tandem to see, you know, with the growth of Jayshon Tate, Christian Wood. I just think, you know, hey, if Westbrook is the issue, Westbrook is gone. You know, don't worry about Westbrook no more. You know what I'm saying? We bring in John Wall. You got John Wall to play with. He's like, oh, this team isn't capable of winning a championship. Bro, you guys went to the playoffs and the Western Conference Finals, you know, several years back to back. You go to the Eastern Conference Finals and you're, you know, Kevin Durant big toe away from going to the finals.
Yep.
So now you're saying, hey, I want to go to, you know, Philadelphia. Philadelphia, number 5 seed right now, it's not going to be the same.
They're not as good as people think they are too.
Right. They're not set to beat the Heat or the Bucks, not even the Bulls. And at this point, you won't beat the freaking Cavs. Nobody's really talking about.
Imagine if people, you know, what, not even a few years ago when LeBron left, you'll see the Cavaliers in the top 4 in the Eastern Conference.
I could see LeBron saying, hey, trade me to the Cavs.
If wouldn't he goes back to the Cavs.
Yeah, mm-hmm. wouldn't that mm-hmm. grind your gears?
Oh, it's.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. You remember
Hand
that.
Hand me a letter. Hand me a letter.
You remember that infamous rant that I had during the first finals? Because you was in tears laughing, but you knew I was right.
How dare a guy say, you know, write this long letter about how, you know, he hopes that he never wins a championship and how Cleveland's going to win a championship before him. And I mean, but that's just the stuff that comes out of Cleveland. Remember, a couple years later, Kyrie said he would never leave Cleveland. And then he was on the first train out to Boston. Hey, I'll never leave Boston. Hey, he's on the first train. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I love Brooklyn. I'm not getting no vaccine though for Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, come on, guys. Like, there's no loyalty here. It's all business.
Yeah.
But like I said, so far on the home front, you know, no Lakers, no Knicks, no Rockets. You know, most of the teams are staying put. You know, Warriors, Suns, they're not making any many moves. Obviously, the Bucks made a slight, you know, change to pick up, you know, again, somebody who's been in
so
the championship.
So something else that just hit on my timeline. So another team that could actually go for Gordon Dragic is the Heat, because they are eligible to re-sign him.
Interesting. Being that they, you know, let him roll that one time. You know, they let him roll.
I mean, you don't often hear, you know, people who get bought out go to a team that doesn't have LeBron James on it.
That's true. That's true. That's a dang good point. I don't think they don't need Dragic though. They just need help. I don't know what form of help, but they just need something. And unfortunately, Vogel will be the first one out. You know, even though he led them to a championship, you know, just a few years ago, he'll be out. And they'll be probably right back where they were, but I don't know how much longer this particular group can stay together. I don't know.
Which team?
The Lakers.
Oh.
I don't know how, because I mean, think about how old they all are. I don't know how long they can stay together.
You talk about Kyrie on that first train. Yeah, he's going to be on that first train out of here.
Yeah. And then LeBron's already said, you know, he's trying to play until what, his son comes into the league, and then he's going to play with him, and then he's going to call it.
He's trying to do a Griffey.
Yeah.
King Griffey.
Which is fine. I get it. You know, he's trying to hold on, but not with that team. Everybody's got to go.
Yeah. I know it's such a meme, you know, oh, well, they're all they all should be traded, you know, because LeBron's the only person who's safe. Like, no, this is a legit situation of they're not that good.
No, they're not. I wouldn't be surprised.
And I feel bad for Malik Monk because he signed that 1 year deal.
He sure did.
And we were both like, why would you do that?
What are you doing? Yeah. I haven't heard anything from him since maybe about 2 months ago.
No, he had a decent game, but I believe they still lost.
Like last night, he played 29 minutes, 7 points, 4 rebounds. But the two games prior, 20 points each, 20 points versus the Bucks, 29 points versus the Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
So he's definitely, you know, giving them a spark. But like I said, they just need something. And I don't know if it's Anthony Davis. I don't know, you know, what it is. But, I mean, should they consider trading Anthony Davis?
No, because if they trade Anthony Davis, they're going right back down to a lottery team. Again, I said this after LeBron first went over there. I said, this is Anthony Davis' team. People are like, no, this is LeBron's team. Who are you talking about here?
Mm-hmm.
Who's the best offensive player? Anthony Davis. Who's the best defensive player? Anthony Davis.
Yeah. This is funny here, and then we'll probably shut it down after this here. Just quick tweet. It says, he got a text message from a former NBA player this morning, and it said, James Harden is going to have a hard time getting a former teammate to introduce him into the Hall of Fame. I'm sure he'll be able to get Mike D'Antoni to do it.
Oh, yeah.
That'll probably be just about it. Or maybe that general manager whose name I won't mention. Well, Johnny, I know that people heard this podcast on their favorite podcast platform, but if they didn't, they can always go to our website at www.debateamongstfriends.com to review this episode as well as all the previous. Be sure to tune in tomorrow as we go over our Super Bowl predictions, as well as the final trades from the deadline, as well as the news.
No,
the analysis.
That'll be Monday.
And that'll be the Monday. Reads.